Hey, everybody, welcome to the My Wave podcast. Super excited today to get to talk with Ellie and Carson. Ellie and Carson, I don't even know who you are. I mean, we just met yesterday, and so I'm stoked that you were able to trust a creepy guy. Who's this creepy old guy asking us to be on a podcast? But so glad that you decided to join us, and we'll get to your stories here in a moment. But as we begin, as always, want to thank Billy behind the scenes at Thorpe Creative. You can check him out on Instagram at Thorpe Creative. Billy does a great job. Other than being a great neighbor, he's a great nerd too. So way to go, Billy. So maybe you've been listening for a while and you actually like what you've been hearing and you want to give some coin our way to help fund this. Very easy way to do that is to buy me a coffee. Do you like coffee?
Yeah.
Do you like coffee?
Yes.
Well, you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/mywave. And it's a non-contract way to sponsor stuff like this. You can buy me a coffee. You can buy me multiple coffees. Check it out at buymeacoffee.com/mywave. Also, today we have a sponsor other than our normal ones, and this is PT by the Sea, ptbythesea.com. This is a physical therapy office, not a studio, but they do everything there. Check their website out. They do yoga. They have swim classes. They have a gym. They do everything physically for you if you're going through some injury. They do dry needling. They have a massage therapist on staff as well. Some of those I have taken advantage of. You ever had dry needling?
No, I actually haven't.
Oh, it is the best. Have you?
No.
Oh, man. So it's like acupuncture.
I've had acupuncture.
But instead of the needle going in and staying in, it goes in and they're trying to locate that knot in that muscle fiber. And some will go in and they'll just like probe around until they find that and it explodes. It's the weirdest thing. Some people cry. Some people like scream. I giggle when that happens. I mean, it's like, boom, this muscle just spasms, but it's almost instant relief. And so anyway, PT by the Sea, they've been a big help to me. That was bad. Anyway, Ellie, Carson, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
On your vacation. On your vacation. So we're here in Wilmington, North Carolina, Wrightsville Beach, and you are not from here.
We are not. No.
No, you are from?
California.
California. What part of California?
Northern California, Bay Area.
Okay. Northern California, Bay Area. Never been to the Bay Area myself. I've been LA and South a few times. I got to come up.
Yeah.
It's better up there?
It's pretty nice.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah. What's the biggest difference between Northern California? Where does it become Northern California? Like, what's the...
I would say maybe like Santa Cruz area.
Around there.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So once you get to Santa Cruz, you're heading north, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the big difference between the two?
Southern California is definitely a little drier.
Okay.
I would say a little warmer.
Uh-huh.
People are different.
Yeah.
Culture, atmosphere, kind of different vibes.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's pretty similar, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we'll get out there one day, but you guys surf out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so colder water?
Oh, yeah.
Cold. Like heavy wetsuit water.
Like
all
winter,
year round.
Winter, all year round?
Yes.
Yeah, even like, in summer.
Because we're in a 4-3 wintertime here, and our water will dip occasionally into the upper 40s. What's the water temperature where you guys are at?
I honestly don't know the water temperature. It is...
It's just cold.
It's cold.
It's just very cold. I think it's about 40s, though.
Probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, wintertime, I turn blue.
Oh, yeah. Like, your hands are stuck together, frozen, can't grip anything.
Yeah.
Like, blue lips. Yeah.
Yes. Now, so I grew up surfing in Ocean City, Maryland, Delaware area. And so the water... So for us, on the East Coast, when you get to Hatteras and then go north, the water's colder. So you could surf south of Hatteras and then drive just north of Hatteras and the water would be colder. So it's really, really strange because we have the Gulf Stream that comes up from the south and they have the Newfoundland Current that comes down from the north and they mix right off the coast of North Carolina at Hatteras. And so it's interesting. Maryland, Delaware, Virginia Beach, chillier water. Down here, I can't wait for it to get in the 80s. Yeah, so what you guys got to surf yesterday and a little bit this morning. Did you finally find a board to rent?
Actually, we totally forgot about that. We were going to do that today.
But it was kind of like,
we kind of just chilled inside after we surfed this morning. But
good, good. Yeah, we met on the beach yesterday, finishing up surf camp. And
you saved us. We needed our boards.
Yeah. So we were able to help you out with some boards and glad you got to use them. It was fun. Little leftovers from tropical storm, depression, Claudette. Yeah. So here we are on the seas already. So one of the things that intrigued me, y'all are from California, but you really started surfing here. Is that my understanding? Am I understanding that right?
Yes, definitely for me. Yeah.
Okay. She says she doesn't remember.
I started in California.
You started in California.
Yeah.
After, because she got you into it?
A different friend got me into it, actually, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, we'll get to that. So Carson, how did you get started surfing here at Wrightsville Beach?
Well, my dad grew up in Burlington, North Carolina, mm-hmm. and I have an aunt and uncle that live down here, and so ever since I was a baby, we would come and visit for 2 weeks every summer.
From California?
Yeah, every single summer. And when I was about 7 or 8, I would say, I started doing surf camp, and that's where I first learned to surf.
So surf camp here at Wrightsville Beach, and it was with Indojax, correct?
It was.
Yeah. So I've had a couple people that have worked for Indojax on the podcast, but I haven't had Jack Vorel, the owner, yet on here, but hopefully in the future we'll get him. So that's where you got introduced to surfing.
That is, yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. And how old did you say you were?
I'm probably 7 or 8, okay. I would say.
Yeah. And if I understand, I remember both of you just graduated high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got the surf bug here, mm-hmm. took it back to California, and kept surfing out there?
Yeah. For a while, I would just surf here because I was a little bit scared when I was younger to surf California because it's a little bit, well, it's very different.
Yeah.
And so I was definitely scared for a couple of years. But once I got into like teenage years mm-hmm. is when I started to pick it up in California as well.
Okay. How far do y'all live from the beach?
30 minutes is probably the closest.
Okay.
But yeah, about 30 minutes.
Yeah. So I only live 6 miles from the beach here, and sometimes it takes me 30 minutes to get to the beach.
Yeah.
So, or the beach gets crowded really quick. Billy's back there nodding his head. I had private lessons on Saturday. I left my house. It took me 55 minutes to get to the access, and I was 4 cars deep waiting for a parking space.
We got here on Saturday morning and immediately tried to drive out to Wrightsville. And stuck in traffic for so long, never even got to the beach. We just turned around.
Yeah. Insane. So surfing, what do you ride most times? What kind of board you riding?
Just like an 8 foot normally. Yeah, I've tried some of my friends like other ones, but I like to ride the longboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have, is it soft tops or do you have?
Yeah, I just like the classic soft top 8 foot.
Props for the Chinese made wave storm. I mean, you can't beat that thing. It's really a fun ride. Now, what about you? When did you start surfing?
I started a few years ago. And my friend, she had just done it a couple times and she was like kind of getting into it and she's like, oh, you should come with me. And I was like, okay, sure. Like whatever. I mean, I've always been pretty athletic. So I kind of picked things up and she took me out and did like super fast, like, oh, are you like the goofy? Are you normal? And I was like, goofy. And she's like, great. Okay. So you just pop up. I'm like, alrighty then, guess we're going to the
sink
water.
Sink or swim. Just throw her in.
Yeah, pretty much. And honestly, it took me probably like 10 minutes and I caught a wave.
No way.
And I was like, dope. This is it.
Yeah. What was that first wave that you rode? What was that like?
It was really exhilarating. I mean, it's not something like I've ever done before.
Yeah.
It's so different. So I was like, wow, this is strange in the best way possible.
So you do other sports?
I have, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you do sports in high school?
Yeah, I played tennis, varsity tennis for my school. I was a gymnast for a while, and then I did rowing for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. How about you? Any other sports?
Yeah, I've played basketball and volleyball for a while, but volleyball is my main sport.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That's cool. We'll have to talk about volleyball afterwards. Yeah. We'll talk later. But so you picked it up, fell in love with it, and her mom was saying that you like really go hard at it, getting up before school.
Yeah.
Surf before school. So a 30-minute drive?
Yeah. Oh, normally, actually, the beach that we normally go to, Bolinas.
Okay.
It's 45 to an hour. Yeah.
So you would drive all that way to surf.
Yeah.
How long a session would you get in?
Try for an hour and a half.
And then get to school.
And be like cutting it close every single time. Wet hair, like over on this past year, all my teachers be like, "You just went surfing, didn't you?" I'm like, "Yeah."
That's great.
My friend and I would do our Zoom classes together because we just didn't have enough time. We would cut it so close.
Oh, man. That's too funny.
Yeah.
That's commitment, though, to education.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But that's awesome. So where is this one wave? You said you might have two waves, yes, but for different reasons. So let's start with you, Ellie. Where are we going for this wave that is most memorable?
Bolinas.
Bolinas.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
what's the break like at Bolinas?
It kind of depends. I feel like it's different.
There's two spots at Bolinas that you can go to.
Is it rocky? Is it sand? Or is it beach break, point break? What do you have?
It's kind of like rocky sand. I don't know. Rocky sand. Like,
right.
In California, you get a mix of both.
Yeah. It is honestly kind of a mix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having been out to Southern California, you know, all kinds of twists and turns in the beach. You know, here you're like, beach.
Yeah.
Miles of straight sand. But California, and every cove and every turn has a different twist to it. You know, the depth of the wave, the sand is different. What's underneath of the wave is. So it's kind of cool. You have a lot of variableness here, beach. So Bolinas.
Yeah.
All right. And where's your first wave?
My first wave, it was here in Wrightsville Beach at surf camp.
Yeah.
It was probably my biggest wipeout, and it was really scary. I thought I might die, but then afterwards I was like, actually, that's kind of fun. Like, even though it was really painful and I have scratches all over my face planted into the sand. Yeah, I really liked that.
Yeah.
Might have to keep doing that.
That's good. And that really does, like, separate, like, surfers from just wanting to try it, non-surfers. And you can see it in kids' eyes as I'm, you know, at camp. And, like, I had this one little boy, 7 years old, last week, first time at surf camp, first time. Pushed him in a wave, and he stood up. And you could see it in his eyes. It just clicked. He fell in love at that moment. I love that. And then he took a wipeout. And I thought, okay, how's he going to react now? He's been riding because he's 7 and weighs 60 pounds, or not 25 pounds, whatever he is. So he's riding his 8-foot, you know, with no problem. But he took a hard tumble. And he came up, and I was over by him. And I was like, "Hey, buddy, you all right?" And he was like, you know, spitting and stuff coming out of his mouth. He's like, "That was fun." I was like, this kid's getting it.
Yeah.
So that was that kind of similar experience. Yeah. Took a beating, but came up smiling and got the scars for it. That's cool. That's cool. And would you say that was that moment it really kind of?
Yeah, I would say that moment I was like, I definitely want to continue doing this.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Cool. So where's this other wave? A little later in life?
Yeah, actually last summer,
okay,
we took a trip down to Santa Cruz together.
Area.
Okay.
Yeah, and we were there for 4 days. We surfed like 3 times a day, go out in the morning, take a break, go out in the middle of the day, take a break, go out before dinner. Yeah. And we went down, there's this like little cove down there. A lot of the locals go there. So it was a little terrifying because.
Of the locals?
Yeah. And we're obviously not Santa Cruz locals. And we're like young teenagers kind of coming down there. And
right. With your wave storms.
Yeah. But you have to walk down these like steep steps and then climb over some rocks and go around a lot of stuff and then paddle out. And it's a reef. Like a very shallow reef. You're just like stepping on like anemones and stuff when get off the board.
Right, right.
But it was a lot warmer than normal because normally it's super, super cold in California, the waters, but it wasn't quite as bad. I don't know if you remember that. It was not quite as bad that day.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I'm going to take my wetsuit off. I'm going to take it off. I just feel like it. So I took it off and I caught this like just perfect wave. Like it wasn't like too big, not too small.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just had a really fun ride, just maneuvering around it, and that was a very peaceful moment for me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So those two stand out. One, that pounding that you took, but you liked that, the whole thing about surfing. You know, not just the thrill of riding a wave, but even the excitement of eating it and surviving it. And then this next wave is, man, it was just everything came together. The water was warm. It's I tell you, when we finally get out of our wetsuits here and get in our board shorts, and it just feels weird. Like the water on your skin versus got this, you know, neoprene on and stuff. And anyway, it gets your rash on your belly and build up your calluses. So yeah, it all came together for you in that little moment there.
Yes, it did.
In Santa Cruz. Did you show the locals that you do shred?
I hope so.
We did our best.
That's good.
We were shredding.
That's good. Now so back to Bolinas for you. What was the conditions?
Real rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was back probably like December, January, when we have like a pretty big winter swell. Usually it's like everything's a lot bigger. And I went out with a few different friends. We actually had a surf club at our school.
So did you
go out with a few people? And it was rough, like questionable. Should we have been there? I don't know.
Now, choppy rough or just big?
Big.
Okay.
But kind of a little choppy too.
Okay. Like,
all the above.
How big would you say it was?
Probably like 6 feet. But for Bolinas, it's kind of a cove and it's kind of protected. So usually, like, that's not a beach that's known for having bigger waves normally. But it was just this, like, massive wave. I mean, for me, too, and on a wave storm, I was like, oh, gosh. But I don't know. Like, I just went for it, and it was – had, like, a big drop, and I made it, and I made the drop, and I was still standing up, and I was like, I'm riding the wave. Like,
right.
I'm actually riding the wave.
Yeah.
And I got like a woo, and people were seeing it. And it was honestly kind of was like the first time that I was like, wow, I feel like a surfer.
There you go.
I feel like a real surfer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling, isn't it?
So good. The best.
And that hits people at different stages in their life, you know, but it's all the same. And we describe it in one word as a surfer. What's that word?
What is the word?
Stoke.
Oh.
Like, you're just, how would you define the stoke?
Like, on top of the world, almost. Like, yeah. But, like, just dope.
Exhilarating.
Dope. What would you say?
I just said exhilarating.
Yeah, yeah. And being, you know, athletic and winning games and, you know, having that spike that, you know, went through the blockers and, you know, those are exhilarating moments. We're not discrediting those, but there's something about being out in the ocean, harnessing the power, you know, of a wave that's been traveling for miles and miles and miles, and it comes and it's yours.
Yeah.
Nobody else rode that wave. Nobody else will ride that wave. You conquered it by, you know, getting up and taking off and going, I made it. Yeah. And that's just stoked. What does surfing mean to you, Carson?
To me, it's not something that I get to go out and do super often because I have a pretty busy schedule, but it's something that I just, as much as I can in my free time, I try to go out and do because it's very peaceful and almost like a stabilizer. Mm. Like, it really calms me and makes me feel centered in myself.
Yeah. Yeah. And talking with surfers, especially around the table here, that is repeated over and over and over. And you step out of your car, you get your board, your wetsuit on, you walk down, everything is left.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's left back there. Yeah, so what's surfing mean to you?
It's my outlet, I would say, at this point. Like, it's where I go, and even just the beach, too. Like, I'm such a beach person. It's just like, it's kind of a culture in itself too. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I have like made friends because of surfing, and it's something that I can go out and do, and it's my thing. And I feel centered and feel like at ease when I'm out there.
Yeah.
And I kind of always explain it to people that don't surf. And I'm like, it's kind of funny because I explain it as it's the most exhilarating yet peaceful thing you can do. It's
right.
A little bit of an oxymoron, but
yeah because exhilaration usually doesn't mean you're at peace.
Yeah,
usually your heart's pumping and your mind's racing and adrenaline's kicking in. And yeah well, that's cool. If you could talk to a group of new surfers, what advice would you give them?
Oh gosh, I mean, I would just tell them to keep at it. Because for me, I did it every summer when I was little. Then I fell off of it a little bit. And that's something that I almost regret a little bit, because I just wish I had continued with it more in my like middle years, like middle school kind of. So I say stick with it, because it's just something that is really special.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get to do it like your whole life, you know?
I don't know. I introduced,
that's my goal.
I interviewed a 70-year-old and a 69-year-old last week that are still charging, and they're the same stoke, you know? And so and you meet people in the water and you're like, you know, wow, they're still going, you know? And that's cool. And I think it is a sport. Yeah. I think it is a sport that even if you paddle out and you used to catch 20 waves in a session and now you just catch two because you're old, your belly's in the way or whatever, you know, hey, that's two waves. And that's time in the ocean. And that's time, as you guys said, to center yourself, to reset, to be refreshed and at peace. What would you say, Ellie?
I'd say the same thing. It's super special and finding all that. But I would also say, honestly, talk to people. Mm. It's fun. Surfers are dope people. Make friends.
Yeah.
I'm all about making friends. Like, just talk.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Maybe that's why on the beach yesterday, I was like, hey, you too. I know you don't know me, but I'd love for you to be on the podcast.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad y'all came on. That's cool. That's cool. Where have you traveled to surf?
Well, here.
Okay.
I took my first surfing lesson probably like 2 years in or something, just because I was like, maybe I should get a lesson.
Can't hurt.
And it was in Oregon, like on the coast.
Really?
It was pretty fun. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Was that water colder? Or
honestly, I think it was about the same.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. But it was good experience, super fun, good waves. Yeah.
Really? You don't think of Oregon as a surf. I guess, sorry, Oregon people.
Yeah, sorry. We were just on vacation. We were on a road trip, and we were like, well, we're going to go to the coast. And we found a surf shop. And really? We're like, let's surf.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So anywhere else around the world?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully at some point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How about you?
Honestly, just up and down the California coast. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to college in San Diego next year, so okay. I'm hoping I'll get a lot of surfing done there as well. I've never been to San Diego.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens with that. And I mean, I'm going to Mexico in 2 weeks, actually.
Okay.
So maybe I can down there as well.
Maybe you search a spot and see if you can get on some waves. Well, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. As I sit around the table here and talk with surfers, a lot of money is invested in surfing lifestyle. As you two just graduated from high school, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you're looking to your future. How do you see surfing weaving itself into that future? Like, what do you want to do? What do you want to be? Do you have any idea?
I am going to Purdue in the fall, which is terrifying.
Purdue, like Indiana Purdue.
Middle
of the country.
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you choose there?
I really loved it.
Really?
And then I clicked, I will accept my application. And I'm feeling like I'm going to be suffocated in the middle of the country.
Oh, wow.
But I plan to, the moment that I graduate, come straight back to a coast, no matter where it is, a body of water, and start surfing again.
Well, if it's any encouragement, so I was at East Carolina University, was able to travel, you know, a couple beaches here. I ran cross country and track in college, and so was busy schedule, but we'd sneak down to Wrightsville or Emerald Isle or Atlantic Beach or Outer Banks. Anyway, but then I left and I went to a school in Wisconsin for 4 years. Wisconsin.
Scary.
Yeah. I had sold boards. I sold wetsuits so I could, you know, go to school. And so, yeah, landlocked for 4 years. That was hard.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah. But you'll survive. I survived. Yeah. And when I came back, you know, right back to near the beach.
Oh, it's 100% happening.
Yeah. Once salt water in gets in your veins, you have to have it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lakes just won't do it.
No, they really won't.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I think Wrightsville Beach is about 11 or 12 hour drive from the Indianapolis
good area. To know.
Yeah, so it's not bad.
It's not bad. I will make that trip. I'm going to have to make that trip.
Yeah, what do you want to be?
I want to be a doctor.
Do you?
Yeah.
Any particular focus or just exploring that?
I don't have a specific specialty, but my like dream is to work for Doctors Without Borders.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Travel to third world countries.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear them advertise, and the work they do is yeah. pretty phenomenal.
I know.
What
it's
a goal.
Very inspiring.
Yeah, that's a great goal.
Yeah.
That's cool. What about you?
So, like I said before, I'm going to San Diego State. I got accepted into the Honors College, so that's exciting, and I'll be studying international business there.
Nice.
Not sure exactly what I want to be, but the concept sounded interesting to me. I like foreign relations and politics, but I wanted to go into the business side because it just made more sense. But yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah, and with international, there's waves all around the world.
Yes, so exactly. I like to travel, so.
How could you weave that into traveling, surfing, working? Yeah, those are definite goals. Yeah, even Doctors Without Borders, they have a ship, right, that they do a lot of stuff on? Or is that, I'm thinking of somebody else?
I'm not sure. I mean, I would work for any kind of that, like, type of organization or anything, but, yeah.
I met a couple here. They are actually in language school right now in, are they in the Ivory Coast? And they will be working as medical missionaries in, I can't remember what country they're in, but Africa. But they checked it out before they went. And during this year, language school, they're on the coast. And that coast holds waves. And so we told them, hey, you need anything, call us and we'll bring it. and surf with you in Africa. That'd be pretty cool too.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's another goal. New goal.
Yeah. So she, I think he's a surgeon and she's PA.
Oh,
and
awesome.
So, yeah. So they're both plugged in, looking to help people.
I'm going
to
make it happen.
There you go. You do it. Well, let's see. If you could travel anywhere in the world and surf, where would you eyeball? I mean, what are you eyeballing? Like where would you go?
I love France. That is like, I speak a little bit French. And that's kind of like where I want to definitely study abroad or something there too. But where the coast, where there are waves.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would definitely want to surf there.
Yeah. It's
beautiful.
It's a beautiful coastline and they have the competitions there.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. How about you?
I've always thought that Australia would be a pretty, pretty cool place to go surfing.
Pretty sharky place.
Yeah, that is true also. That would be number one probably, or Portugal would be number two.
Yeah. So we have here in Wilmington a young man by the name of Mason Barnes who just set a world record surfing Nazaré, Portugal. 96-foot wave. This was just a few months ago. That's massive.
That is massive.
So is that where you want to go surf? 96-foot?
We'll see.
96-foot wave on a wave storm?
Play that one by ear.
That'd be a trip. Well, that's cool. Man, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah,
and spending this time on your vacation. You say, I went to...
Highlight of vacation.
Got to go to Wrightsville Beach and we got on a podcast. That's pretty sick. Yeah. But what we'll do is once this drops, I'll send it out to you and you can share with your friends. And it's cool. I'm so glad you're able to join in on this. Before we end, this is kind of the way we end every episode. And earliest written account of surfing, where would you find the earliest written account of surfing?
Like
if you were researching history, you're like, where was maybe the first recorded surfing?
I'm pretty sure I was taught this in marine bio this year.
Okay.
Almost positive, but I don't know if I remember.
Uh-oh.
Go for it. Take the guess.
I know we learned about really early on surfing in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Polynesian culture.
Yes.
Yeah. Sport of Kings?
Oh, gosh. I think it's somewhere in, like, South America, Central America, maybe, I believe. I'm not positive, though. I just know we learned about it.
That would probably, yeah. I don't know if I have a better guess.
Well, this isn't the answer that I'm looking for, but Wrightsville Beach, there's a along the side of the road placard kind of thing that talks about Wrightsville Beach as the spot historically where surfing started on the East Coast.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
oh,
wow. It's pretty cool. It's a historical monument and everything. But first record of surfing is in the Bible. It's not Jesus walking on water. No, it's not that. But it's in the book of Acts. The Apostle Paul was traveling to Rome. He was under arrest. He was heading to Rome. And the ship got in this nasty storm. And they ran aground, hit a reef, and the ship started breaking apart from being bashed against the reef and the waves crashing on it. So they said, all right, if you can swim, get to shore. So it says everybody made it that could swim made it to shore. And then the ship started breaking up, and it says in this one verse, it says, they all made it to shore, some on pieces of the ship, and others on boards. So, by some account, there was like 262 people on board that ship that made it safely, some on boards. Do you think it's plausible that a couple of those guys, as they're like paddling in, got picked up by, you know, got picked up by one of those waves?
I'd like to think so.
And he stood up.
Makes sense.
Because he was scared, but he stood up. And for like that split second, he was like, and then when he crashed and he made it to the beach, and everybody, he looked at his buddy and he was like, did you see me stand up? Dude, I totally stood up. I don't know. Did they use dude in first century? Yeah, they had
they
to.
They definitely
They had
did.
To have, yeah. Yeah.
The or, dude like formed from that wave.
Yes, yeah. Dude came from, and dope.
Yeah.
Dude, that was dope. What did you say?
I don't know. It came from the wave.
Yeah, it's Stoke, I think. but then, you know, he probably looked at his buddy and was like, you want to try that again? That was really fun. Anyway, it may be a stretch, but I think that's the first recorded account of surfing.
I'll take
in history. Well, Ellie, Carson, thank you all so much. It's been a privilege to have you, and I hope you guys have an awesome vacation.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
It's been awesome.
You're welcome. Y'all, till the next episode, peace.